Hello, everybody. Hello, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. I'm speaking about the anniversary of Ukrainian recognition. So, look at the modern Ukrainian state from 1917, and obviously, it was extinguished by the Russian communist aggression in 2000. Sorry, in 1921. And here we are, over a century later. The Russian state is waging this illegal war of unprovoked aggression in attempt to extinguish Ukrainian statehood and nationhood. And Putin sometimes has said the quiet bit out loud that he won't stop until he's subjugated the whole of Ukraine and has attempted the erasure of Ukrainian national identity. But obviously, Ukraine has existed since the late Middle Ages. And as Putin tries to use this as an argument that doesn't exist at all. But many countries have come into being since that time. Putin is a big fan of so-called decolonization in Africa, and that's one of his hobby horses, the wickedry of French and Portuguese and British imperialism in Africa, and the goodness of the Soviet Union in having assisted their transition to independence. But these countries have mostly only existed since the 1950s. How come they're legitimate and Ukraine is not, which has got a history of nationhood and statehood going much further back? And I realize that nationhood is Prussian, and that nations are like human beings. They're born, they live, they die, can last decades, centuries, millennia. They're not eternal, and neither is Russia. It's only had its current borders, well, since 1991, really. But going back to Ukraine, so then after the February Revolution in Russia, in St. Petersburg, affected the whole Russian Empire, and then the Central Council of Ukraine elected in March 1917, eventually leading to the proclamation of the Ukrainian People's Republic. And anyway, so Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, when he had seized power in the October Revolution 1917, and he had said that the non-Russian areas of the Russian Empire were permitted to declare independence and that would be recognized. He wanted to them persuade them to maintain the union with Russia, voluntary and honorable one, as he said, but if they wish to go independent, then their wishes would be respected. The Ukrainian Rada, as in Parliament, in 22nd November 1917, so just after the October Revolution, said that they were assuming broader autonomy, but they were still going to continue their links to Russia. But then things changed, and they proclaimed that their absolute independence. So the Bolsheviks, they later became communists, thought that the Ukrainian Rada, as in Parliament, wasn't behind their revolution, so tried to overthrow them. But they actually failed in Kyiv. They seized Kharkiv, which is northeast Ukraine, very close to the border of Russia, and is more ethnically, linguistically mixed, and so on. But anyway, so is then that's 20th of November. 1917, they declared autonomy, and it's the 22nd of January 1918. They said yes, independence, absolute independence. But it took some time before they're recognized by other countries. And so, sovereignty is all about recognition. If other recognized sovereign states recognize your sovereign state, then it is a sovereign state, which is why Palestine was so key to secure recognition, which is why Israel took such strenuous measures to prevent the recognition of Palestine as a sovereign state, which is why Israel is very keen to be recognized by others, do all it can to win recognition from more countries, which is why the People's Republic of China was very eager that other countries recognize them and de-recognize Taiwan, i.e., the Republic of China, which is why Taiwan tries so hard to ensure it is recognized at least by a handful of sovereign states. So it's all about that because of sovereign equality. So that's why the 10th of January 1918, sorry, 10th of February 1918, various sovereign states, they recognized Ukraine. Germany, the Ottoman Empire, Bulgaria, Austria-Hungary. Okay, they're all central powers in the First World War that had knocked Russia out of there, and the other parts of the former Russian Empire, which proclaimed their sovereign independence, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Azerbaijan, Georgia. But countries which had been independent long before, Romania, it recognized Ukrainian independence, Czechoslovakia, although Czechoslovakia itself was still part of Austria-Hungary, not recognized by others. So it was a sort of Czechoslovak independence movement in exile. The Holy See, that's the Vatican City, and so on. Armenia, Kuban, which never achieved real independence and was sort of subsequently absorbed into Ukraine, as in the Kuban Cossacks. Now, they said it was de facto recognition by Persia, i.e. Iran, rather than de jure, Denmark, Sweden, and Switzerland. These are all neutral countries. And then Belarus, because remember, there was briefly an independent state, the Belarusian Democratic Republic. So you see all this recognition. And, Poland came back into being as an independent state. And that's why Josef Piłsudski, the president of Poland, and then the Ukrainian leader, Simon Petliura, they recognized each other and demarcated their border. So that's yet another proof of Ukraine's independence. I know then, obviously, Lenin reneged on his promise, invaded Ukraine, crushed the Ukrainian freedom fighters, and brought about his one-party state, his bloody reign of terror. So it imposed this totalitarian system, at first not interfering with the Ukrainian language. In the 1920s, the Soviet government said the Ukrainian language can stay, can be taught in schools, can have equal status to Russian. Okay, southern Ukraine, eastern Ukraine was more Russophone, and Kiev, northern Ukraine, and western Ukraine was much more Ukrainian speaking. But obviously, in the 1930s, they changed their minds with a vengeance and went back to the Tsarist policy of heavily suppressing the Ukrainian language, removing all official status from it, something it wasn't really revived until until the end of the Soviet era, when Ukrainian got co-equal status within Ukraine. So Ukraine is a sovereign nation by any definition, recognized by every country in the world. Even Russia recognizes Ukraine. They'll speak out both sides of their mouth. When Ukraine was accepted as a candidate member of the European Union, Putin said, "Well, I don't mind because it's an independent country." Well, it does mind very much. And his whole mindset is not an independent country. If you see that so-called essay that he published a few months before he began the war, which is on the historical unity of the Russian and Ukrainian peoples, his whole argument is that the Ukrainians are a subsection of Russia. And I know there are a few Ukrainians who agree with him. Now, I'm not opposed to Ukraine joining Russia if they want to, but they don't. And they had a free vote on this in 1991, and it was such an overwhelming result. It was something like 80% of them voted for independence. Every single region of Ukraine voted for independence, and that includes Crimea. And only Crimea, a narrower majority than anywhere else, like 53%. So there's absolutely no question that it's democratically legitimate, that they certainly want independence. It's actually surprising how high it was. Now, admittedly, some people didn't vote at all. But even if you take the don't votes and add those to those who voted no, it would still be like 70% voted for independence. And okay, that wouldn't be a majority in Crimea, but so what? It is Ukrainian sovereign territory, even recognized by Russia repeatedly, recognized by Putin himself in a 2003 treaty, demarcating the border between the Russian Federation and the Ukrainian Republic yet again. So anyway, happy recognition day to the Ukrainians. Ukraine, a sovereign nation. They've got their democracy. They've got their free and fair elections. They got the right to protest. They got a free press. They got independent courts. Their armed forces, their police mostly behave impeccably, very honorably. They treat prisoners of war humanely. They allow the Red Cross into inspect them, to interview them, and all which is in stark contrast to the absolutely barbaric, shameful, and repugnant conduct of the Russian armed forces and the Russian police and so on. And all right, not every single one of those people is bad, but an awful lot of them are. Anyway, Slava Ukraini, ure, Heroim Slava.